Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about, it's not exactly the message, but it's definitely how to be able to help you succeed in business, I think, a little bit. If you have some ways to be able to show your customers some gratitude. This is the season coming up here. Thanksgiving in the United States is less than a month away. And that is a perfect time for you to be able to show your customers that how much you appreciate them. Because let's face it, without customers, you don't have a business. You can have the best product and service in the world, but if nobody's buying it from you, well, you know, you're number one, you've just got a hobby. But number two, they're missing out because they're not getting whatever wonderful thing you have to offer. So, you know, and the other episodes of our podcast, I talk about how to be able to acquire customers. But once you've got them, it's really important to be able to show that you appreciate them, show them some love, and let them know that, you know, they really mean the world to you. And that, like I said, that you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be in business without them. So I want to share with you three ways you can do this. The first is, of course, the first is to offer some exclusive offers. Give your customers exclusive access to some kind of new product or service. Maybe invite them to test out some new features or offer them a discounted rate, something like that. But some way that you want to be able to do is make them feel special and that you could benefit from user feedback. Now, recently, I was giving a presentation for the Nonfiction Authors Association, and I talked about how to promote your book. And this happened to me is that an author had written a book. I believe it was Mike McCallowitz. He's the author of The Pumpkin Plan and Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. I highly recommend those books, by the way. But he did a really cool thing to be able to promote his book is he invited people, he invited his followers. He sent out an email. And he invited his followers to be able to vote on the cover design for his book. And I thought that was so smart because it got me invested in the book. He kind of makes you feel good to have somebody ask your opinion about something. You know, it makes you feel valued. And so the fact that he did that and then, you know, took the responses and then he used that then to decide which cover he was going to use. But of course, it was smart on his point too, because not only did it reward the customer, you know, or make the customer feel good, but then also it also kind of, you know, sort of was like subliminal marketing here, because now it's like, okay, I'm a little bit more invested in this book and maybe I'm going to actually go out and buy it now. So it's a pretty good idea. So, you know, you can kind of make it work for you, but certainly offering customers exclusive access, like I said, either letting them know on social media or certainly sending out an email will be a great thing to do. And actually, this is something I've done in the past as well. I hosted a two-day training event about a year and a half ago, or a year ago, actually. And what I did is I sent out a notice to my, number one, I sent out a VIP early access email to my absolutely special customers, people who had bought from, who had purchased from me in the past, and I gave them a really special deal to attend the event. And then I then sent out an email to everybody who'd opened my emails on a regular basis, again, because that's just a subset of my list, and again, gave them a special offer. But again, it was after I did the one first to my customers. Then finally, I sent out the email to everybody else. But this way, I made, you know, those certain people of my list feel special because they are special. You know, they're the ones, they're my raving fans, and it's important to reward them. Okay, number two way you can show some customers that you appreciate them is to do social media shout outs. Now, a great way to do this, and I'm sure if you have been on Facebook for any length of time, you've probably seen this, is that people will do a fan of the week shout out on Facebook. And in fact, there's even apps that will automatically choose a fan for you. You can search for that on Facebook. Or if you are active on Twitter, retweet your customers' tweets of things that they care about or successes they've had, or just basically, you know, post a tweet just celebrating them. Another thing you can do, which I have done in the past, and I actually want to go back to doing this, I haven't done it in a long time, in my email newsletter, from time to time, I would do a profile of one of my customers. And I would, you know, talk about actually what type of work I did for them, but I would promote them and talk about the kind of business they have. I would include a link to their website. So again, it's a way of being able to help your customers feel good about you. Show them some love. Show them you appreciate them. And of course, number three is, this one might seem a little obvious, but it is actually overlooked. Say thank you. Take every chance you have to thank your customers for the business. Send them a handwritten thank you note after they've made a purchase. That is an easy and memorable way to do this. And I mean, actually through the postal service, not online, a physical card or something after they've made a purchase. And if you want to even go better than that and offer them some type of gift, especially if they've made a big purchase, oh, that's a tremendous thing to do too. I know I have done that for clients who signed up for one of my VIP days. I actually sent them a book as a way of thanking them for doing that. And I actually purchased a training course, I guess last summer or in the spring, actually. And they sent the people that the company that I purchased this from, they sent me a box of brownies, and they were awesome. awesome brownies with a nice little card to go with it. You know, and I've also received like coffee mugs in the mail, things like that. So ways that you can show your customers their love, especially if they are spending a lot of money on you, it is a wise investment to you to be able to show them some love and show them that you appreciate them. So I hope you've got some good ideas today. And if you have any other ideas of how you show your customers some love, I would love to hear about it. Send me a tweet on Twitter, at Gloria Rand is my username, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you heard about this or you were able to listen to the podcast. And as always, make sure that you are subscribed on Stitcher Radio or iTunes so that you won't miss a future episode. And, then we'll we're not going to see each other, but we'll talk to each other again soon. And I look forward to sharing more social media tips and content marketing tips with you. Until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.